Hey, we're not easing our way into this weekend. We're busting our way into this weekend. Beautiful weather. Sunshine abounds as we head into the weekend. It's going to be great. University classes getting close to coming to an end as finals are being written, which means summer jobs are starting to pick up. And when you think about summer jobs, whether it's university students or high school students, I had a few friends through the years back when I was in high school and going through post-secondary that always would get a job either planting trees, doing forestry work. The forestry sector is a great summer job opportunity for those that are looking for it. And I can tell you one of them decided to stay in the industry, still works in the industry today. And that's where we're going with my next guest. We've had Carl Neggers on the show before. Carl is the CEO of Forest Saskatchewan and SM Solutions. Carl, thanks so much for being here again today.
Thanks, Ed.
And joining Carl is Daryl Sandy, registered professional forester, Saskatchewan Forestry Operations Manager with Foresight Consultants, and past president of the Association of Saskatchewan Forestry Professionals. Daryl, thank you for joining the show.
Thanks for having us, Evan.
Carl, I remember the last time I had you on, you said Saskatchewan's known for food, fuel, and fertilizer, but there's a fourth F that we should talk about, and that's forestry. Pretty important industry for the province, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and it's, it seems to be the silent F, but we're trying to change that in the vocabulary of our political leaders and the general public.
Well, I was thinking about you and forestry when the whole tariff talk became a hot topic, because your industry has actually been dealing with this. In many ways, you might be a good template for other industries to show them how to deal with trade challenges that come up. This isn't new in the forestry business.
No, it's been around for a long time. The U.S. System is a little different than ours, and they continue to challenge our system and suggest that it's being subsidized, but that's not true. And it's been an argument and a discussion that we've won in the courts in the U.S. a number of times. And so when Donald Trump adds more tariffs to the conversation, we just continue to plow through and fight along as best we can.
Daryl, I want to bring you into the conversation. What is a registered professional forester? What comes with that title? Obviously, you've got lots of years of experience in the industry.
Right, Evan. So registered professional foresters are individuals that have studied the science of forestry in university for a minimum of 4 years. And then each province chooses to register those professionals, and in Saskatchewan we created our association around 20 years ago, and what it does is it provides a level of comfort to the public that their forests are being managed by professionals, and we're no different than teachers or nurses or engineers at all are regulated professions and have to be members of those associations.
Mm. So what does that look like, Daryl? What does that study or that accreditation mean? What are the things you learn? How is that applicable? And why should that give people a sense of comfort of those that are taking care of the industry?
Right. So for an individual to practice forestry on provincial crown lands in the province, we have to be registered with the association. And then the association has a set of ethics and bylaws that we all have to adhere to. And probably the most significant component associated with it, once a member joins, they article for 2 years as a member in training where they work under another professional that guides them, and then they write an exam, and we've got individuals preparing to write one of our intake exams here coming up on Monday. And once they pass that exam, then they're registered within the profession, but we require all of our members to maintain their continuing competencies. So we're always studying and looking at different ways that we can improve forest management within the areas that we practice.
Daryl Sandy, one of my guests, registered professional forester. I'll also have Carl Negers joining us, CEO of Forest Saskatchewan and SM Solution. Carl, you're looking for people to come out right now. This is the perfect time for university students for summer jobs, correct?
Exactly right. Our focus is really on young people, really throughout the province, who are considering career opportunities, maybe, looking at summer jobs or even full-time jobs. Our hopes is that we can maintain and hold on to our local talent and maybe even allow them to live and work in the communities that they were born and raised in. And because we've got significant operations throughout north central Saskatchewan and lots of opportunities. Daryl can probably speak better to the profile of employment opportunities that are available.
I've heard nothing but good things. Like I said, I've had friends in the past that have worked going out doing work, planting trees, whatever. They say it's hard work, but it's so rewarding, and they create these friendships. And like I said, one of them stayed in the industry. What are the types of things, Daryl, that these students, if they choose this as summer employment, would be doing?
There's a pretty broad spectrum that individuals can gain summer employment and experience in. Tree planting is one example, and for as long as I've been in the profession, when I tell people that I work in forestry, they ask if I either plant trees or fight wildfires. I can assure you I do neither of those. But there's a vast array of summer employment opportunities, so that the wildfire group managed under the Saskatchewan Public Safety Association, or agency, pardon me, takes on seasonal wildfire firefighters. Tree planting, we have several well-established quality tree planting contractors in the province that are always looking for individuals to work with them through the planting season. And then the Ministry of Government hires summer students to work in either their inventory group or their silviculture group, and the industry hires students to work with them on timber development, forest planning, operations supervision, silviculture supervision, those types of roles. And then the manufacturing facilities also hire students to work with them either on the production line, or if they're an engineering student, they can work their summers there and gain engineering experience. Or if they're apprenticing as an electrician or a gas fitter or a plumber, they can work in some of the manufacturing facilities as well.
It's quite amazing the wide variety of options. I mean, it is really not a singular area of expertise. There's a whole bunch, and you're setting yourself up for potentially a great career in forestry. I want to come back, Carl, to you. Where can people go if they want to find out more details, more information about signing up or exploring job opportunities? Where do they go?
Sure, thanks. We just created a career tab on our Forest Saskatchewan website. So if people are interested, they can go to forestsaskatchewan.ca, hit the career tab, and on that tab, we've profiled various career and job opportunities within our industry. We've also placed hot links to our membership companies, so those looking can also see what positions are currently available or simply make contact with the specific companies that they may have interest in. And while they're on the website, they should check out our I'm Stumped tab. Our host, Liam Woolley, has just put up another podcast interviewing the role of a forester. So if they want more insight, there's information on the website that will help them.
Awesome. This has been a great chat. Carl and Daryl, thank you both so much for joining us, and thanks for what you continue to do to take care of our forests.
Thanks, Evan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Evan.
Daryl Sandy, who is a registered professional forester, and Carl Negers, the CEO of Forest Saskatchewan, both giving us a pretty good explanation of the opportunities that are out there. If you're a university student looking for a summer job, even a older high school student, lots of great opportunities. And again, the website, forestsaskatchewan.ca. All right, a Saskatchewan farmer looking to break a world record in something that I am going, why would you want to do that? That's the conversation we're going to have next. I'm looking forward to this.